This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guests today in the JPR studios, Vince Herman and Andy Thorne of Leftover Salmon. Hello and welcome.
Howdy. What a treat to be on JPR.
We've got a couple of leftover salmon. Largely, this is somewhat due to just atrocious weather pummeling all over the West Coast. Floodwaters, snow, travel difficulties.
Yeah, I had to put the snorkel on to get here from Williams myself.
Right, and Vince, you are local, relatively local here in the state of Jefferson.
I've been up in the state of Jefferson about 5 years now, you know, and I love it.
We get to call you ours.
Ah, I love it. You know, I like to say I live 30 miles out of talent.
Which is actually kind of true. The newest record came out 2014, the newest studio record, High Country. Leftoversalmon.com is the web address. Well, first of all, congratulations on more now than a quarter of a century as a band. That's quite a milestone.
Ooh, I can't remember a thing.
1989, give or take, right? End of 1989, beginning of 90, somewhere in there is when this band first came together.
New Year's Eve, I had a gig with my band called the Salmon Heads, and a couple of guys couldn't make it, and I called the fellas from the Left Hand String Band. The Left Hand and Salmon thing came together into the Leftover Salmon deal, and 27 years later, we have this name still.
How many gigs did it take for you to know that this was it?
Well, you know, the scene in the Colorado ski towns at the time was really cool because all the bar owners that had live music knew each other. So when we played our first gig, we immediately had another couple weeks of shows. It was nice. It was a good place to be at the time to play what we were doing.
And it was you and Drew and Glenn Keefe and Mark Vann at the time, right? The original guys?
Well, Mark didn't join until about a year in.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it evolved a lot. You know, once we got the banjo, it all made sense. Right, Andy?
The banjo brings it all together, as usual.
It holds all the answers, doesn't it? Well, let's hear a tune and talk more about your music, records, and mention those shows again. What do you guys want to do first today?
There's an old tune that some buddies of ours from the great state of Virginia wrote. This one's called Fireline. It's one of them summertime tunes, you know. As you're sitting there looking at the rain out there all over the state of Jefferson, just think, pretty soon, you know, stuff could be on fire. So enjoy the rain. There's fire and there's smoke in the hills of Caroline. Grab that Maddox, son, we gotta cut a fire line. 40 acres burning and it's done Cross Creek. Gotta stop that fire and we gotta stop it quick. Fire line burning in the night. Nothing left to do but stand and fight. There's just some things to say. That fire gets away. There'll be nothing standing when it comes to break a day. To the barnyard and let the cattle go. Put some water on the roof now. Hurry, don't be slow. Fire line burning in the night. Nothing left to do but stand and fight. There's just some things to say. That fire gets away. There'll be nothing standing when it comes breaking day. Fire line, 40 acres burning, it's jump across creek. gotta stop that fire, and we gotta stop it quick. Fire line burning in the night. Nothing left to do but stand and fight. There's just something to say, that fire gets away. There'll be nothing standing when it comes break of day.
That is Leftover Salmon live today on Jefferson Public Radio. All right, your music, obviously, as we've just heard, includes all kinds of different influences. Folk music, bluegrass, Zydeco, Cajun, a little bit of everything in between. Were there particular areas of music that each of the band members came from that ended up with this sound?
Well, you know, that original stew of the Salmon Heads and the Left Hand String Band. The Left Hand String Band was kind of a progressive bluegrass band, and the Salmon Heads were kind of a Cajun-y jug band kind of thing. You know, we did a lot of stuff. We were lucky enough, me and the fellow that started the band, were lucky enough to study with a Cajun guy named Dewey Belfa and learn Cajun music from, that sound has always, you know, kind of stuck with the band, and we've had a lot of different accordion players and keyboard players through the times, and it's a constant change of what's happening right now. Our rhythm section, Alwyn Robinson and Greg Garrison and Eric Deutsch, they're just a great section. They have a little side project called Sockeye. Kind of takes more of a jazz kind of turn of things, and there's new influences coming in all the time. We're glad with how it's evolved over the 27 years of doing it.
Over the last few years, we've had a number of people in who have been a part of the jam grass community, at least at some point in their musical careers. Bela Fleck, Tony Trischka, Tim O'Brien, and each one of them have a little bit of a different take on what it truly means to be playing progressive bluegrass. Like, what is it that takes it from bluegrass to progressive bluegrass in your minds?
Oh, just kind of being okay with improvisation. And I grew up in North Carolina, so I grew up with the more traditional side of the bluegrass world. And one of the first times I saw more progressive style bluegrass was actually seeing Leftover Salmon when I was about 14.
No kidding?
Yeah, and all the other bands I saw that year at a great festival called Merlefest. We'll be there this April, actually, so I'm excited to go back. But I saw these guys. I saw Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, Tony Trischka, all the guys that were starting to push the envelope on doing more improv and just different material. And nobody's frowning upon it, even though at Merlefest, a lot of people probably were frowning upon it.
Now, at 14, did you think to yourself, man, there's a band I would love to play with someday?
Totally.
Yeah.
I was already playing banjo, and I went, my parents took me there because I was a young banjo kid, and
another life gone by the wayside.
Exactly.
Now, you guys were at the early edge of a lot of these acoustic-based jam bands, String Cheese, Yonder Mountain, Railroad Earth, Green Sky. All of them have kind of followed along in this path that you and many others have forged. What does it feel like being, I don't know, is elder statesman an applicable term for Leftover Salmon in that genre of music at this point?
We're just trying to be the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Gray hair will make you an elder statesman pretty quick, like, I guess.
We were talking, right before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about how over the 27 years, you have had an on-again, off-again relationship with keyboards in the band. You've got keyboards now on tour. What does it do to the makeup of the sound and set choice and things like that to have a keyboardist in the group?
Makes it a very big sound. It's kind of cool. You can sort of chill out for times, and the keyboard can fill in a lot of the space. So even though it's filling in the space, I think it makes the music more spacious too at the same time. Gives you a little more room to maneuver.
And we're really psyched to record our next album and use that big sound and a lot of newer grooves and that sort of thing. Yeah,
I am very glad you dropped that hint because I want to talk about the next album in just a minute. Leftover Salmon is my guest today live on JPR. Vince Herman and Andy Thorne are here. Will you play us another tune?
I Before moving to Oregon, I lived out in Colorado, and before that, I lived in the great state of West Virginia, where I got caught up in that bluegrass thing, you know. There's a song about mountains, you know? Where there's Siskiyous and there's Siskiyou Wilds, or those Appalachian voices, man. It's all good mountains. Mountains are falling, getting pushed aside. I can't walk by that stream that used to run all cool and wide. Now it's all been covered up with that old mountainside, where they're looking for old black coal. Now my kids found a way to work in these mountain towns, when they took jobs down in the mines underground. But now the jobs and the money and the mountainside are all gone, and it just takes one machine tear a mountain down. Well, you can tear at a mountain, try to wash it down low, but you can't take the heart out of this Appalachian soul. Oh, this Appalachian soul. It's too quiet around here, nothing but coal trucks rolling down. Ghost in the storefronts, everybody's leaving town. Run off to some bright light big city, get some cash to carry around. But I know someday they'll be coming home to this old mountain town. Well, you can tear at a mountain, try to wash it down below, but you can't take the heart out of this Appalachian soul. Oh, this Appalachian Kentucky and Tennessee. And those sweet mountains, boys, they've been home, sweet home to me. So I see them tearing them down, I find it just too hard to leave, just for that old black coal. Wish I could walk beside a mountain stream once more. But once they're gone, don't you know they're gone forevermore? So I'm going back home, I'm going to speak my mind. I ain't going to let them take no more. Well, you can't tear out a mountain when a mountain's in your soul. You can tear out a mountain, try to wash it down below, but you can't take the heart out of this Appalachian soul. Oh, this Appalachian soul. Oh, this Appalachian soul. Oh, this Appalachian soul.
Vince Herman and Andy Thorne of Leftover Salmon. The latest studio release, which we got our hands on back in November of 2014, is called High Country. Just before the tune, Vince, you mentioned the next album, a new album. I know that a lot of people online over the last couple of years have been dropping hints that they would very much like to see something along the lines of Nashville Sessions, which goes back a great number of years and was kind of an all-star collection of performers and tunes. Is that in the cards at some point?
We're thinking about maybe addressing all of our various personalities that we each have and kind of having a special guest featuring ourselves. That was a real treat to make that record. That was Fantasy Island for us. And one of the benefits of, you know, kind of being at making records at the end of the era of record companies. And we were able to make that record because we were on a major label, and that was a real lucky thing. Well, maybe we could do that again, but maybe for our 30th anniversary, we'll do something like that. I can say, man, we're just trying to be the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, man. Yeah.
What is in the cards in terms of a next album for you?
We're going to record it this spring, and it should be out next winter, maybe early spring next year, something like that. Take a little while to grease the wheels and get it going, you know. But, we're looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun to record to tape this time, too, going analog.
Yeah.
You're going backward.
Going backward in time.
Any particular characteristics about that record that stand out to you that fans are going to be interested in?
It's going to be a rock and roll record that's addressing these crazy, crazy times, you know, and it's going to be relevant music.
High Country, we added Bill Payne in the middle of that record, and we added Alwyn, our new drummer, so that record was sort of half and half. So this is going to be a real band record,
yeah.
And I think that's exciting to feature. Yeah. This record's going to feel very whole.
Yeah.
What is it that you do these days to keep things fresh musically? You know, to stay interested, to stay engaged, to continue to explore new avenues. How do you do that at this point?
I cut a lot of firewood when I'm home.
It's the balance.
Festival seasons are great. You get to pick with a lot of other pickers, and you know, we're lucky enough to be in a music style that has a lot of community to it. You know,
you just played with Nelson Band last week, right?
Yeah, the David Nelson is recovering from shoulder surgery, so I've been out with his band a little bit. Play with my son's band, Gypsy Moon. Andy just was up in Montana last
weekend.
Got
to play in Big Sky all weekend. Had Sam Bush on fiddle the whole time and Daryl Anger.
Nice.
Daryl Anger one night, Sam Bush the other night.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
What's it like to be a dad of a musician? Are you are you readily available for advice and other things? Or
man, you know, the first time they loaded up in their van, and I, you know, both of my sons were in the band at the time, and the first time I waved them off down the road, and I was at home for the weekend, was just like, oh my God, what did I do to these poor kids? Doomed.
Well, I am thrilled that you guys had time to drop by and visit with us today. It's nice to meet you both.
Yeah, you know, and I swear I saw sunshine on the way in, man. Wasn't that cool?
It was just gorgeous outside.
We've actually got some decent weather. So.
And the grass is actually green.
For sure.
In Colorado, you don't see that so often.
Vince Herrmann, Andy Thorne are my guests today from Leftover Salmon. Leftoversalmon.com is the web address. The newest release, High Country. Information on that at leftoversalmon.com. Will you play one more tune for us?
Yeah, man, we're gonna tell you what it feels like out there today. For those of you looking out your window, looking at a little spot of sunshine coming in, here's one called Winter's Gone Today.
One, two.
Well, the sounds of the river are roaring. The summer's just a stone's throw away. And the birds up in the sky, they are soaring. And it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today. And the snow up above, it is thawing. More mountainside is showing every day. And soon the spring rains will be falling. And it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today. Flowers on the mountain touching color to the sky, and the hills are getting greener every day. Well, it don't get no better, and I'll tell you I know why. 'Cause it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today.
magic in the waters of a hot spring. Steam rising in the early morning dew. The frost melting away around the bend of warmer days. And it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today. And the melting snow is filling all the lakes up to the brim. And the waters give us ample room to play. The days are getting hot, I think I'll jump in for a swim. Cause it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today. Sounds of the river are roaring. The summer's just a stone's throw away. And the birds up in the sky, they are soaring. And it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today. Yes, it feels like winter's gone today. It feels like winter's gone today.
That is Leftover Salmon live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Vince Herman on guitar and vocals, Andy Thorne on banjo and vocals. The latest release is High Country. Information at leftoversalmon.com. Vince, Andy, thanks again for coming by.
What a treat to be on JPR here in the great state of Jefferson.
Well, we'll tell you what, 11 months from now, we're opening a brand new building with a bigger performance space. Why don't you guys come back with the whole band?
We'll bring it back with the whole band for sure.
Maybe I'll figure out what the state of Jefferson is pretty soon here.
Oh, yeah.